Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
You gave away our location.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls. I'm shaking, and they breaking, trying to save the dough.
I'd watch the hell out of Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I stop breathing. Damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die. My boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up. Her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
the perfect pancake!
You're making better.
And how long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I was?
I make your life better than you can imagine or even dreamed of. So relax your soul. Let me take control.
But y'all took too long, and I'm back, bitches!
No, you should go first. I go second.
Bang, 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 bang. Hello! Welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman. I am Ben, your sunshine into Gotham, and just so happen to be the youngest of three brothers.
I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest of us. I produce this mess. Thanks for tuning back in.
And I'm Jake. I'm the middle brother. I'm the one that came up with the crazy list of comics that we read through each week here on the Brotherhood of Batman, a podcast hosted by three brothers where we get together, read Batman comics in a crazy continuity order, and talk about them and anything else that we feel like in DC, Marvel, or comic geekery.
Yay!
Wow, he did so good!
Yeah, he did. He did. Wow.
He's sweating.
He is.
And I'm out for the next 6 months.
Now you just get to go first every time.
Feel like we haven't recorded in a while. Yeah, it's all right. How about you?
Doing well. What's been going on in your geeky little worlds?
Stop talking about comic books or
what do you think you're doing, nerd?
Stop spending.
Get those words!
Nerd!
Nerd!
Or I swear to God,
geek.
You're gonna spend your 20 years alone.
Geek.
I mean, I'm the Batman of geeks, bitch.
It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
It's actually not, but I have a history with the retail world. And back in the day, I had to get my stuff up early because the time that it was socially acceptable to get your decorations up, I was exceptionally busy. And so it's ingrained in me. And now I just very happily do it immediately after Halloween.
That's fine.
So I have.
You're one of them.
I am.
Thankfully, it's not like a displayed outside, so it's not like you drive by and see, like, oh my god, this person's a lunatic. You just don't know he's a lunatic till you walk in.
If you want to come back after sunset and drive by, Aaron, you will change your tune because...
Okay, so he's a lunatic either way.
Well, and he has a techie lunatic husband who probably has the lights, like, themed songs to change and everything.
Okay, so
we
did a little project this summer, a little birthday project for me where we go overboard. And in that project, we got these really cool color changing lights.
Yep, there it is. Okay.
Yes. And so we're like, well, it would be insane to spend a shit ton of money on these really fancy lights for just one thing. But hey, if we get a new Christmas tree, we can put the lights on it. I've had two cups of coffee today. And
that's it.
I normally
that's what you get with two cups.
I only normally have one. So yes,
that's how I get out of bed.
I mean, I think I've had more caffeine than most people should have in over like a week.
Well, I'm not used to it.
All right, fair.
But so we got a new big tree. She's 9 feet tall, which is very exciting for our tall ceilings. And I've never had that. I've spent the last 12 years of my life with this tiny little 5.5 foot tree, which now is in our recording space. And we have these lovely curved window sections on two floors of our house. So if you're outside and we open up the windows when it's dark out, the top floor is lit up with this lovely little white light tree. And the main floor is whatever fucking color and whatever speed, whatever decor we want. It does snake patterns. It does firework patterns.
Oh.
It is fancy.
Wow.
So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, rainbows that go around and round, rainbows that go up and down, rainbows that go from white to rainbow.
I imagine Ben sitting there, like, just looking at the tree, and then he goes, Josh turns it on, and then it does a cycle, and it stops, and Ben claps his hand and goes, again, again, again!
Do it again! Do it again!
You know he's fucking directing that shit, right? Like, nope, back it up, back it up. I'm going to need red first, and then blue.
You would not be wrong, except It's to the point where I can actually do it myself.
Oh, dear.
It's an app, and we both have the app, so...
Can, but...
I do. No, oh, I will change it to, like, if we're watching Drag Race, you've got, like, pink and yellow, like, rainbow craziness. Okay. If you're watching something serious, it's just twinkly white. Like, you got to match the lights to what you're doing. So right, I like to control right. that while Josh cooks and does everything else, so...
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, that's my weekend geek. Oh, and the tree, of course, is donned with all of my Disney ornaments because the 5-foot tree could not fit all of my ornaments. And so now I
this is
get
Hanukkah
them.
Up here.
Yeah, I have Hanukkah. I don't know why, but I love all peoples. So so we got Disney, and then we also have a small smattering of superheroes. And Batman, for some reason, is the superhero that is most on my tree.
Oh.
Interesting.
Because both your children gave me things, Aaron, so it is entirely you. But I do love the gifts from children. So,
yeah.
And then Jake, your oldest, made me an ornament years ago that melted crayon or something.
Yeah.
But he used the colors of a Pokemon for our sugar gliders. So that is also donning the tree.
Nice.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
What's been going on with you two?
All right, Aaron, you want to bring us down?
I should have gone last.
I'll bring us back up.
There we go.
All right, perfect.
I've had major plumbing done at my house, which has been a giant headache. We had water heater replaced a couple weeks ago, and then they get done with that, and there's no hot water still upstairs because the pipes are so old and corroded and calcified that we had to have all our water lines replaced, which means that 90% of the rooms in the house were a mess.
Yeah, you're
apart
not talking
from the normal mess. It was just holes in my ceiling in the basement now that I gotta go buy stuff to patch.
Yeah, your house looks like it lived through no man's land.
Yeah, it is. So I spent some time last night. I sent you guys some pictures. I moved my comics out of the closet and away from any source of water to the other end of the basement and cleared off some bookshelves so I can spread them out a little bit. And I'm working on redoing the basement design, which I was going around to the house like this week once he finished. And I was like, I don't even know where to start. Let me figure out where to start. And it's like, okay, pick one corner of the basement. I'm going to move everything and just start in that corner, redo it. And then I can just kind of shuffle everything and then find places for stuff and box up and get rid of things and trash stuff. And so Connor and I then worked in the messy part of the basement this morning, trashing things, put out the dumpster bag, just getting rid of like just all the crap that's around the house, you know, like what can I toss and just get
rid of.
It's
a good reason to do it, a good excuse.
It was like, I got to clean anyway. I may as well. I've had the bag, you know, those bagsters, those green dumpster bags. They're awesome. I love them if you haven't used them, but you just buy this bag at Home Depot and then you go online and say, I want this delivery or this pickup date. You unfold the bag. It's huge, like 4 by 8 feet. You just fill it with as much crap as you want. Then they dump the trash truck comes by on the day you schedule. They just pick the entire thing up with like a crane, set it in their truck, and they drive away and you'll have to do anything with it.
Nice.
Oh, so they actually take the bag?
Yeah, they take the entire bag with everything in it. It's huge.
Nice.
So that's,
I've seen you do that before.
Yeah, so that's in the process. It's just kind of a mess, so I haven't had much time to do anything, but pulling out the comics and kind of being able to actually see everything now without having to like be in the dark is kind of nice. So,
yeah.
Well, it's exciting that you will get something nice out of a terrible situation, and I saw your Condiment King action figure.
Oh, yes, yes. I got all the exclusive figures and put him together last night, and he's prominently displayed. The other ones are still in the box.
is it a four-pack?
Yeah, it was a four-pack. So,
what were the four characters you had to buy to get?
It had Batman, Robin, Scarecrow, and Mr. Freeze. So I'm going to open them, but I kind of want to, I might just keep them in the pack. I don't know. I have them on my shelf. I haven't decided. I was kind of like putting all the comics on there because they were sitting under a coffee table with trash bags on them, and the plumbers had like tools sitting on them. I was like, I got to get these out of here. So I moved them all. Well, it was like a rush job to move things.
Anxiety.
Yeah, I moved stuff like multiple times. Then I stacked them all on the other end of the bar and just kind of like in the basement. So I was like, okay, I'll get them out of here. They were fine. None of them got damaged. And then I was like, I got to get these on shelves first because then I won't be as panicky about having something get messed up. So
knock on wood. I am so fortunate and grateful for the fact that Jake, you had your awful flood. Aaron, you had that. The worst I've had to my comic books, knock, 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 knock on wood, is I had a little twink coming and looking at them and touching them. And I was like, please stop touching them. So I think that versus tools being put on top of them is I'm in an okay situation right now.
Yeah, it was kind of like I moved them like as soon as I came down when I was home a couple days while they were working. I was like, what are you doing? I didn't say that. I was like, and this is going to go over here and I'm going to move these now.
Yeah.
I really want to be a fly on the wall when there's somebody who doesn't know or appreciate comics going through Ben's books as he's in the room.
It happened. We had a little party for Joshua's birthday, and we had both floors open up, and there were people that came up here, and I was like, let me go up with you. Don't touch this. Go sit on the couch. And then I was like, okay, I'll be downstairs. But people were like flipping through, and I was like, no.
Yeah, that would be anxiety.
Yeah, I currently have, while we're recording, my wife has her friend and toddler over to hang out, and my office is absolutely locked. Don't go in there.
No, that's a very wise.
Ashley and Mason.
Very wise decision to lock certain rooms.
Yeah. It's been a week or so. Noah and I had the afternoon where Sarah and Luke were out, and he didn't want to play a game or do anything special, but he's like, I saw an anime that I thought you might want to watch. And so he put it on and we sat down. Netflix has an original Tekken Bloodlines. It's a 6-episode Tekken anime.
How do I not know this exists?
I don't know how modern it is. It maybe the last few years. I'm not 100% sure. So it is. And what it is the story that bridges Tekken 2 to Tekken 3. Really? So it's all about young Jin being...
Jin Kazama!
Yeah. Young Jin, his mother, and his relationship with his father, or no, his grandfather.
Hajin Nishima!
And getting into...
If those of you not aware of what Tekken is, Ben is not just making random noises. Some of it's random, but some of those are names of characters. Tekken is a PlayStation platform fighting game, kind of side-scrolling fighting game, similar in the style of Mortal Kombat.
And I am saying the names the way they were said in the old anime. It was like a one movie thing that was created back when there were only like two or three games. And I think that was kind of the story of the first game.
Yeah. So Tekken kind of was our fighting game.
So why I brought this up was the three of us played Tekken 3 and Tekken 4, Tekken Tag, a ton.
Tekken Tag was the best.
And Tekken 3, if you look it up, is considered like one of the greatest video games. It's one of the best fighting games.
Love to piss both of you and your friends off with the little...
This anime is the movie that gets you into the game of Tekken 3 and then follows the whole tournament of Tekken 3
and ends
with the big climax of what happens at the end of Tekken 3.
Yay, I finally have something to watch when Josh isn't around.
We watched the whole thing in one sitting. Like, it's like maybe took like 3 hours. It's like a long movie of 6 episodes.
That's fun.
It was quality anime. And then he went downstairs, downloaded Tekken 7, which is the current one.
Yeah.
And we have been playing.
We both got that one, Aaron.
We've been playing nightly some Tekken 7.
Oh, nice. I better dust mine off.
Aaron, you and I have talked about the brutal realization of playing video games with our children and how quickly they dominate us and how quickly and frustrating it becomes to play, and like you just walk away and don't want to do it anymore. And that happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
If you're not playing joint cooperative games, boys, I can still kick his ass.
Did you Yoshimitsu him?
No.
Hihachi Michima?
I suck with Yoshi and I suck with Hihachi now. But Jack 7, I will tear some shit up with.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I don't like Jack 7 or 6 or 5 or 4.
Law was my go-to.
Oh, he plays Law.
I hated you playing Law.
I think it
helped. Oh, you did? I love that game. I might have to play some Tekken at night.
Oh, my God. Oh, we've been playing so much. He's good, but
Who does he play?
He plays Law.
Okay.
But he also understands that like there's a point where you get tired of playing the same person or fighting against the same person. So we do a lot of backwards and forwards. So Hurong is...
Oh, I love Hurong.
He's the one where I go, if I select Hurong, he immediately goes to law. He's like, well, I'm not fighting anybody else except...
Actually, that's... I don't know if that's the best move for him, because Law's big, like, flippy-doo-dah thing, Hurong can knock him out of the air with his kicks. No one listening to this will care, but I'm very into this conversation. I might have to play a little Lin Shanyu here and come visit Noah and be like, oh my god, Tekken, what's this?
He knows, because we're talking about it all the time. So there was this awesome moment where I've been going through all the characters. So 7 has a lot of new people. A couple of them I'm a real big fan of, the two additions. But anyways, so I'm like, I know Lin Shaoyu, and I'm like, I don't remember why. And then, like, I button smash my way into her.
Remembering.
Yeah, her duck windmail. And sweep. No, her duck and sweep uppercut. And I'm like, I remember this. And then they were just boom, 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 and he was dead.
It's the windmill arms into the duck and sweep uppercut, and then she cartwheels away from you. Yeah. That was my, like... Oh, there Aaron's was a college friend is coming to play with us. Let me act all innocent as this little 12-year-old.
There was a clear unlock moment where, like, I had just been like, I don't know how to use her. I don't remember any of this. And then it was this, whoop, I'm like, oh.
It's like the Wizard, the movie from the 80s with about Nintendo where he puts on the power glove and it's all coming.
Was that the Boy Meets World brother kid?
Who might have been. One of the
Savages. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
So been dated. A lot of fun, very reminiscent of us playing where, like, you hit rematch immediately because you're just so mad and you're like, I know I can beat this person.
That's fun.
That is
fun. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So 7, I don't know how much of 7 you guys have played. It has Rage Art, which I don't remember from any of the other ones. You have this moment where you, when you enter the red health stage.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're almost dead, you get access to, like, this super combo that, if you can hit it, does a huge chunk of damage to your opponent. I'm not a fan, because it has won Noah a lot of games.
Toby and I picked up the new Mortal Kombat 1, and we played some of the storyline together and kind of went through that. And they're adding, we bought the pre-bundle or whatever so that we get all the characters that come out when they will release them. But they're releasing Homelander as a playable and Omni-Man from Invincible as two of the Mortal Kombat guys you can play. I think they just came, or Omni-Man supposedly just came out, and some of the fatalities and stuff on that are, they've upped the brutality level on that game significantly.
Well, 8, that'd be fun. Tekken 8 comes out at the beginning of next year, so it's gotten us kind of excited looking forward and
I'm
talking about
what that's going to be, because 7 was really like a lot of characters, so it'll be fun.
Well, there's trailers coming out for it, so he's been sending me messages of like some of the trailer art and stuff. There's a couple characters that are coming that he's excited for him.
Nice.
So it's been a lot of fun. I forgot how much I love that game, and it's nice to have one that I don't get completely destroyed in all the time.
Well, yeah, and it's one where you pick like 2-3 characters, and you just practice and memorize the moves, and you can be competitive because that muscle memory kicks in. It kicks in a little bit, and
it does.
You remember like those combos, even if you're not consciously aware that you're button mashing enough.
Well, that was never good enough to like know the buttons to tell, and that he always asked me, that he's like, well, how do you use this move? And he goes to try it out, and I'm like, I have no idea, but I can do it if I'm feeling it. And it's kind of crazy to unlock that 20-year-old.
I'm gonna play later.
I will destroy you.
Oh, that's fine. I just want to beat Noah. I think it'll be funny.
Oh, good luck. He is good.
Don't underestimate me with Tekken.
He's been trained by the best.
We may need to get a Tekken group party.
I like it.
We can bring over a PlayStation or Xbox. We can set up another TV.
Yeah.
Get a dual screen matches going.
So we let Luke play a couple times, and Noah's
is
very...
Is that by giving him, like, a disconnected controller? And
no, we do that some with other video games, but we showed him how to do a couple things. He likes Kuma, bear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who's a giant grizzly bear, and he knows how to do the grab where he grabs him and bites him, and he likes to do that. So he had Sarah play as Kuma and then showed her how to do it, and
that's cute.
So it's been very nice. Fun. And Noah's a very good big brother of letting him get beaten or, you know, doing just enough damage so that he doesn't lose. Nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Should we get into the book?
I guess
book
so.
Here?
Or we could just keep talking about Tekken.
Yeah. Kind of like, all right. Well, then.
We should have planned that.
All right.
To be the only thing we talked about.
This week we read Batman, Bruce Wayne Murderer. Batman and his bodyguard, Sasha Beauregard, are
Bordeaux.
Sure.
That was beautifully timed, Aaron.
Batman and Sasha are out. I don't know. They are out doing the vigilante thing and return to Wayne Manor separately, only to find that there has been a murder. Dun, dun, dun. Most foul.
Vespa Fairchild. Refrigerator Raider.
Bruce Wayne's ex-girlfriend lies dead on the floor, and immediately the police show up, arresting Bruce and Sasha, and Bruce Wayne is now the main suspect in the murder, and we find out that it is really hard to clear your name if you are also Batman, and trying to keep that identity of yourself and your Bat family secret by not being able to tell anybody where you were or what you were actually doing when this happened. And so he goes to jail and he and Sasha have to decide what they're going to do and how they're going to clear their names.
And he willingly is going to accept help from anybody to clear his name, right?
You know, he puts the call out, guys. Hey, family, friends, I really need all your helps. Can you please assist me here?
I hate him so much. You guys are being sarcastic. He didn't want nobody's help. God, he's so obnoxious. He gets what he deserves. I know we usually save this for the end. I actually really enjoyed this. I'd never read it. I had, again, as usual, I had bits and pieces of the story because I own some crossover things. This was a really tight crossover.
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. And I think with the trade did a really good job. I like paying attention to trades of, like, is this the whole issue or is this just a couple pages from an issue? And it was definitely broken up in a way that was only the relevant pages from the tie-ins. So we weren't reading Robin or Nightwing or Birds of Prey that didn't directly matter here.
Yeah, they took pages out of issues. Yes. So you'd only get, like, 1 to 3 pages of some of these tie-in comics.
Which I thought was beautifully done. And I credit whoever put the trade together.
Yeah, it made for a really clean and crisp reading. Like, there weren't a lot of slowdown moments, and the story itself was allowed to breathe. This could have been a story that they could have easily condensed into 1 or 3 issues, and it would have been easily forgettable.
Right.
But stretching this over the course of, like, 6 months of publication that we're going to have with it...
Oh, okay.
Is that, like, how long it is? Oh, I guess if you look at the next few things we're reading.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
it's considerable, the amount of time they spent with this, and I think that ends up really supporting the idea of, like, what happens when Bruce is under the gun and he is in the spotlight and he is in trouble? What are they going to do about that? How do you make Bruce Wayne seem innocent? Because he is, and he is the least likely to commit murder of anybody out there.
Is he innocent? Mm. Is he?
That's what's so good about giving this so much time, is they're able to explore that. Like, has he gone down the rabbit hole so far?
Yeah. You gave a kind of review. I really enjoyed it as well. It was a very good detective story in, like, finding clues, obviously, the Bat family isn't going to listen to Bruce or Batman or whatever he says anyway, because he's an idiot. And so they're going to try, and they try to prove his innocence, and they are trying to find clues. And they're hitting a lot of roadblocks. They're hitting a lot of dead ends. They're not finding a lot, which I think the seeds of doubt were really placed into a lot of the family's heads on, maybe he did do this. Maybe it is him.
That, for me, was the meat of it. Like, watching each individual character who we've given a lot of time to on this podcast, it was earned and deserved. And I thought each of their positions on the percentage of how much they trusted him was completely valid from what we've read. Babs is like, I trust him. But we have to look at everything.
Right.
Nightwing's like, how dare any of you not trust him? Alfred's like, how dare any of you not trust him? But wait, hold on. And Tim is like, fuck him. He revealed my identity. Right. I don't trust shit right now.
Yeah.
I bought all of it. And I'm glad that we went back.
Batgirl's like, why do we care about Bruce Wayne?
No, Batgirl's just quietly like walking through murder scenes with detectives and everybody around. I was like, I wrote down, this bitch ain't that sneaky.
It was iconic, actually. Like, she is so overpowered, and they eventually nerf her a little bit. But I really liked that scene you're referring to, Aaron, because we saw the murder scene with, like, the detectives and things in an issue, and then the next issue, they show the same thing, but show her, like, behind them. I was like, yeah. That's cool. Like, that was really done well, and I'm guessing it was in the Batgirl issue.
Yes, that was in her comic, yeah.
Okay.
The art looked like it, but you can never know. And that's one thing about this trade. It tells you, like, who wrote and drew each section, but it doesn't tell you what the actual title is that you're currently on.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you guys were just saying was my favorite part of the story was everybody's doubt or belief in Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Because he and Sasha, neither of them will say anything to the cops. Sasha almost breaks immediately and then catches herself. And from that moment on, she's going to go to jail to protect Batman's secret. She's completely devoted to him. But
there's a lot of CSI moments going on in this. I could definitely see this as like a really good like two-part CSI crime scene investigation episode or something.
This would actually make a solid movie if you had the supporting cast already established for them to feel this out. I mean, the fact that Dick goes to blows with people because he believes it so much, like he will not allow anybody to think Bruce is guilty, and I love that for Grayson so much.
Is it Barbara that gets Dick to slow down and consider Tim's point of view?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that too. There's a sibling thing with those three, especially Dick and Tim. It's his big brother, little brother, and he gives him another chance, and then they end up being like, well, we still don't agree.
Yeah, he ends up with it saying, like, I can't believe that there's somebody wearing the Robin suit who doubts Batman.
First of all, bitch, you're the first one that gave up that suit, so it is no longer yours to comment on.
I don't know. It was so cold. I was like, oh, Grayson, you're awesome.
I have thoughts. Hold on.
So we do have Alfred, who finally comes back to Bruce. He's like, I finally have an excuse to go back. He needs me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Alfred will always be there in the most needed of situations.
Mm.
And he goes to lock up the cave and secure that stuff so nobody finds anything. But then he goes to meet Bruce, who's being held during the arraignments and all that kind of stuff. And he's really the only one that Bruce will talk to.
Alfred?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he talks him in code, like tapping in Morse code and stuff about what he needs him to do.
That was a cool.
That was very cool. Because he obviously can't say anything in front of guards and stuff. Backtracking a bit, I wanted to find a specific panel. Sorry. During the Dick and Tim discussion, when Dick is like giving him a moment, he's like, there's three things you need to know. One, as long as you're with Batman or me, you're safe. Neither of us would ever let anything happen to you. Two, we don't quit. Not once has anyone who knows Batman's mission failed to get up again after being knocked down. And three, Batman doesn't kill, not ever. And Dick's saying this, and I'm like, Tim, you better read this bitch down. And Tim says, one, Jason Todd. I go, yes, bitch! And he says, two, Jim Gordon, because he just quit after Officer Down. And he says, three, so far, sorry. And I'm like, yes, little brother, get him. And it felt so real. And like, he's a teenager, but he's making valid points.
Yeah, he's not like, he's not just blindly going to follow Bruce and Batman that they're, you know, he's like, he's not the most trustworthy guy. He's telling my shit. I'm not going to. Like,
yeah, he's still pretty
mad. He's got to earn my trust back.
Yeah, yeah. And this is not earning anything back from anybody.
No.
So let's go through some of the, because we're going to be talking about this for a while. Let's go through some of what actually happened in the murder. So she's dead on the floor. She's been shot.
Bang, bang.
Four
bang,
times.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, yeah.
And then
one, two, three, four.
Three more shots in the floor.
Bang, bang, bang.
I have a column down my notes of all the notes. She called 911.
Ring, ring, ring.
While being beaten and threatened.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
There are scenes of both love and violence in Bruce's bedroom. He was showered and cleaned up when the cops got there.
Can I get on my Chandra's soapbox for a second?
Chandra's soapbox.
No.
I need a hero. You know you love. God damn it. I was saying something smart.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm on my soapbox of the Chandra soapbox day. Do, 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 do.
That's not the song.
I know.
It's my song, bitch. This was interesting to read. I overall really enjoyed it, and I think it holds up. But there were a few things where I'm like, this is like unnecessary women, like violence towards women. I think I'm going to get into that in the next week a little bit more. I don't know if we need to have the refrigerator conversation here, but the sexual part of it, I was like, I don't know if that's needed either, because they were like a lot of hints of like, we need to check everything, which I took as like, see if there's like cum and stuff. And I'm just like, can we just like kill her, but then also beating and then shooting? I'm like, this is unnecessarily violent. So I'm excited, because I don't know how this ends, to find out who done it and to find out all of the motives and reasons and stuff, because I would hope that they did all that to really make it seem like it was Bruce and not just unnecessary extra violence.
Yeah, I think that so he's been framed, or at least
we think so.
Yeah, the question is he framed? And the big frame is that it's some sort of crime of passion. So they have this on-again, off-again relationship. She left after the earthquake. She came back after No Man's Land, and they kind of rekindled things, but then recently broke up again because they were getting too close.
And Sasha was around for all that. It was Bruce awkwardly invited a bunch of ladies over to have fun in a pool, and he's like, oh, hey, Vesper. And she's like, and I was like, God damn it, you're an asshole. And Sasha's like, God, he's such a dick, but I love him. I'm like, why?
I want to knock heads with him.
Well, and some of the seeds of doubt are starting to be laid, because what we find out in this story is maybe Vesper wasn't actually interested in Bruce at all, because she's been running some kind of investigation into trying to figure out who Batman was.
Why would he date a reporter?
Because he's an idiot.
Superman dates a reporter. He's married a reporter.
I know, but he was one. And she's iconic, and he eventually tells her.
So we can get an inside scoop on what's going on?
Maybe. I think Bruce is just a dumbass.
He's also, he likes to see Batman in print.
That's me. Yeah.
I don't think he likes to see his name in print.
No, probably not.
Okay, so Jake, anything else about the actual details of the crime?
For this story, not as much. The investigation's being run by Montoya and Crisper Allen, the two kind of lead cops in the GCPD.
Who? Crisper?
Crispus.
Do we know this person?
Yeah.
He's been in some of the other stuff. I can't remember. I couldn't remember his name. I looked through it in the issue, but
he came around after No Man's Land. He's been there since New Gotham. He's kind of the one that doesn't really... he's more skeptical of Batman than, say, Bullock had become towards the end of his career. And
yeah, he wants to... I think he was wanting to do the right thing, from what I can see, and he's trying to be straight-laced and pretty honest, but he's also... they don't really look at a lot of other suspects, so it's kind of... did they do due diligence? I mean, you know, but it is murder in someone's house, and they're there, but, you know, it's a little interesting.
Yeah. Whoever did the framing did a good job. Like, her shoes are in the bedroom. She's in the other room. I'm glad that we saw that he didn't do it. At least in theory. Because when he's off with Sasha, who doesn't have a superhero name, which is stupid. But while they're off gallivanting, he, like, leaves her be for a minute.
They separate and meet back up at the cave.
I clearly knew he didn't do it, because I know there's 20 years of Batman shit after this.
I'm not convinced.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
You and Tim and
because Kathy. Batman doesn't kill, but does Bruce.
Is Bruce even a real person?
Is he?
That's mostly next week that we'll
I don't know. Because Batman or Bruce escapes from prison near the end of this issue.
Yeah, why? That was the part of this that I felt was a little rushed, and I felt like there was something from the trade we needed that didn't make the cut. Because we don't see him, correct me if I'm wrong, I did read it, we don't see him plotting his escape.
So we don't, except the scene where Alfred visited him in jail. They're exchanging verbal words. Alfred's like, do you need anything other than what you need for Bruce Wayne or something like that? And mm-hmm. then tap, tap, tap. And we never find out what it was that he asked Alfred to do.
So is Alfred in on the escape?
I think Alfred helped him set up the escape.
I think so.
But we don't see the escape. You're right. You just hear about it on a news flash.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we find the reason Batman is confronted by everyone at the cave when he escapes. He comes back and he actually gets into a big fight with Dick.
Oh, so good.
Which was a long time coming, I think, from some of their other times that they've had disagreements. I think there's a lot of pent-up anger from Mr. Richard.
Well, and it's not so much as a fight as, like, Dick wants it to be a fight, and he wants the emotions mm-hmm. just to be laid out there, and Batman is just avoid.
I'm leaving.
Like, he avoids everything.
Exactly. Don't investigate. It was a physical representation of his emotions.
So, well, he did say Bruce is the mask, and he is, and that's over. So he's fully embracing Batman at this point and doesn't care about his name and his legacy.
And Dick takes that personally because yeah. he's like, bitch, you just adopted me. First of all, can you adopt people when they're 20-something?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
strange?
Yeah.
You can become somebody's legal parent.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, you adopted me, so who adopted me? And Batman's like, I have other issues going on right now than worrying about your little petty problems. But Dick hits him once, and Batman's like, you get one. And then Dick hits him twice, and then they flutter around the cave. And Tim and Batgirl are like, no, stop, don't. And Barbara's on the computer being like, ooh. Awkward.
I'll just go over here and research some things.
I'll
just check in on my friend the Joker. What's he up to?
I think this is the first in continuity moment that I actually enjoy the new Batgirl. Not that I disliked her, but in this, where she finds out for the first time that Batman is Bruce Wayne, she figures that out, and just the way she's relating to the other characters, she's really grown on me at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a clear difference in the training she got and the usage that Batman has for her.
She a weapon.
She is a weapon. She is a piece of equipment. She is not the detective like the rest of them are. Right?
I know, but the way you say it, also the fact that it's one of the women that he allows in, of course he's going to make it an item.
Right.
An item.
It's true. And it comes to light even more next week. But her inexperience with the detective side of what they do is very apparent when, she wants to believe that Batman couldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know why they care about Bruce Wayne so much yeah. for a while. Well, until she pushes
she
it.
She even it know who Bruce Wayne was?
No, she finds out in this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yep. She's like, I don't know what to do with this. Isn't he Batman? And then she has this doe-eyed, like, clarity moment. Oh, they're the same person.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, how do you not know?
So I think there's a couple really important things to take out of this. First, recycling is extremely important in these books.
I forgot about that.
They have a battle at a recycling center in the first Nightwing issue. Second, Alfred drinks Long Island iced teas when he's in disguise.
Yeah.
That's pretty important for us to jot down.
Man, I haven't had one of those in a long time. When's the last time you had one of those?
Probably more recently than either of you. Yeah. Those are a thing of the past.
Yeah, those are a thing of the past.
There's
I don't think I can handle
too many
those.
Calories, and I make enough bad decisions without that. So
fair.
I
have one though, it's a blue MFR instead.
Oh, okay.
Blue Curacao replaces one of the non-alcoholic things.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I like that we're bringing in more than just the costumed Bat family into this. Leslie Tompkins is a big part of it, and her belief, whether or not she, you know, she's always been like, I don't, she loves Bruce. She loves him like a nephew or a son even, and she represents the motherly side that Alfred can't sometimes.
And I thought they were going to do it on the crime scene, her and Alfred. I did. I fully did. She goes and sees him and they hug and they're talking. I was like, they're going to do it where that lady was murdered. They did not.
Nope, they didn't. But she doesn't quite know what to believe either. And she ends up sowing some seeds of doubt into Alfred, which he had none of until she showed up, the troublesome woman she is.
No! She has every right because she understands the psychological issues with Bruce. She loves him, but she's also like, the closest thing he has to a therapist.
That boy ain't right.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. But.
Sorry, I was just trying to get under Ben.
Clearly.
But yeah, so we end this trade with, I wrote it down, Batman's inner monologue. Bruce Wayne was surrounded by pain and could never react. He was a protective shell that became a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more ways inside. I finally feel free. And that might not be good for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So he leaves and goes off to try to fight things. And who knows if he's going to try to find the actual killer or not. I would hope he would. Because otherwise, then it is definitely a refrigerator moment if he just brushes Vesper off without a care.
Oh, and he also left Sasha rotten in prison right now. So.
Yeah, he did that too.
I want to talk about
Who's
Sasha.
Who's going to take the fall?
Will I get on a soapbox again? I don't know. I want to know y'all's thoughts on Miss Sasha in this book while I figure out mine because I'm still
she
not sure.
She is like falling head over heels for Bruce.
Yes.
And
Bruce or Batman?
Or one of the two. Or, I don't know, both, possibly. Now that she knows and she's able to... I don't know. That one's tough.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's manipulation. I think it's Bruce or Batman using somebody for what he wants until she's no longer valuable, except he does try to protect her a little bit in prison. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't like the woman fell for the man. In the sense of like just that on its own, I'm like, why? But the way it's done, I think it's the only thing that really explains some of her motivation. So if they had to have her in this role, like, I'm glad that she's involved in this story because up to this point, I'm like, I don't care about this character. Why are we having her? And then for her to be the other person thrown in with him, and when she's also getting questioned, and then she's like, oh, but I love him and all these things. I'm just like, so you're not thinking clearly. And I don't know what ends up with of her. Like, I don't know what happens to her. So I'm excited, and I don't know how I feel about it yet.
I think if they utilize her continuously through the rest of this story, then it'll be a good fit. And
we never hear from her again.
Yeah, that would be bad. That'd be real bad.
Well, you ain't never hearing from Vesper again.
You know, there's some questions, and I can't remember. So we know in this book that Bruce purchased the...
I think it's next one.
Okay.
We know in this book that Bruce purchased the gun that was used to kill Vespa. And...
Not a Vespa.
Vesper? Vesper.
He used a scooter.
Vesper.
I know.
Vespa. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. So Bruce Wayne having a gun is why I'm like, what?
I feel my own thoughts on that is Bruce bought it with the specific desire to, like, understand the technology is where I'm thinking. He's bought the gun so he can analyze, like, because he's shot at so many times, is there a way to deflect or modify or to... come up with a way to quickly disable if I'm fighting someone. I don't know. That's kind of
I disagree, because they comment on how the Batcave has an arsenal already in it. Like, I think he already has guns for that exact reason. I think this one, my prediction, and I haven't read this before, so...
He bought it to kill them?
I think he bought it for Sasha. I think he has growing feelings for her as well, that he, in his Batman way, would never express, and maybe he was buying her a gift. She's a bodyguard. She carries a gun. Like, thank you for protecting me. Like, it's a weird gift, but I don't know why it, like, this book is very well done in keeping things
vague. I don't
buy
that at all, Jake.
Okay.
Guns killed his family. Guns is the whole reason
why would he buy one then?
I understand, and I don't think
he did. He is slowly buying every gun.
No, he says he did.
Honestly, why not just buy all of them and melt them and be like, we're done with this? Like, he hasn't
a big
because
armor.
They would then have money to make more guns. Ooh, let's sell more.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Why not? I don't know.
Try I don't know.
Be president like Lex was and actually do something with your life. Whatever. He likes playing dress up. Yeah, the gun buying is the big question mark, and if we don't get a satisfying answer to that, I will be furious.
Jake.
No, I haven't read it. I don't know. I think we will. I think that's a big... It's one of the reasons that Oracle doubts him. It's one of the things she can't put together. Why would he do this?
She also had her life changed because of a gun.
Yes. Yeah. She hates guns as much as he does.
Yeah.
Well. But yeah. Yeah, you guys have said it. I'll say it too. I really enjoyed this. I mean, it read really quickly. It read really smoothly. I thought everything that I wanted
quickly because you only had like a day to read. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this one
it read quick. It read quick. I got him this one 2 days ago. 3 days ago.
This one I had 3 days to read. Well, 2 days before I got the other one.
they both read quick.
Yeah, no, they weren't long.
No, and I just thought everything. It could have been condensed. I already said it. It could have been condensed and forgotten, but I think it's actually really well done and paced very well.
Yeah, I would agree.
So should we just continue reviews here? Yeah.
But let me ask you something. What do you think of this? Say it's
all right. That was terrible. Right. Horrendous. I'm offended. I'm appalled. Right.
That was awesome. Right.
Whoa, yes.
Yes.
Right. No!
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about it right now.
I enjoyed it. Did not want to read this. I was dreading. I waited till the last freaking minute.
We know.
I flipped through. I was like, this does not look fun. This does not look cute. This ain't look like no supervillains. There ain't no colorful nothing. I did not want to read this. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I don't expect that to be a pattern moving forward. I'm going to still be hesitant at shit Jake picks for us, but I'm excited to see how it ends. I am going to be mad if it is not resolved. Like, Sasha needs a good ending. The gun, where the gun came from, needs a good ending. The killer's motivation needs a good, like, I need it to end as strong as it starts, and I'm still going to be mad if it's not, but this particular trade was done well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's next, Jake?
Well, we're going to read some Superman. No, I'm just kidding.
Superman. I almost flipped my own table.
Nope. The next trade in this story is called Bruce Wayne Fugitive. There are three volumes. We're going to cover all three of them, but we're doing one at a time, so we're just doing one.
Okay. I'm sure things are going to work
out. Ben's excitement has immediately...
Great for everyone.
That's so many. Aaron, what did we learn?
It's that time again.
To do another one of our cute little skits?
No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of
Batman.
Wheel of
Batman.
Turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
So many things, but... Bang, bang, bang. Ring, ring, ring. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
That's quality input, Ben. Quality input.
It was seven bangs, Aaron.
Oh, well, that's a lot of rings.
All right, for the Brotherhood of Batman, I am Ben Hameen, your sunshine into Gotham.
Maren, I'm the oldest out of us. I'll clean this up. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Jake, the middle brother. We appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hopes of bitter plans this year.